Okay. Today is the Nun Hey. We're Nun Dalet on the base. We are by 5 lines from the bottom. So we said yesterday that when you have to give Maisa Behema, you don't necessarily have to have all the animals in one area. They could be down the block. They could even be 32 mil apart, as long as there's someone in the middle that can see both sides. And if that's the case, it's really considered one herd. And if it's one herd, then you're going to be chayav one set of Maisa Bechor, Maisa Behema, depending on, you know, you have to bring them all to one area, so they can all go through the pen together, and then you can have your Maisa Behema. So the Gemara asks for combo. How many animals have to be in these areas combined? So Amar of Rav, Chamesh Mikan, V'Chamesh Mikan, V'Chamesh Be'emta. You have to have five, five, and five. Five there, and then five in the center to make 10 with each side. That's what you have to have. Dahani Chamesh Chaziot Lahacha, V'Chaziot Lahacha. Five can see the five in the middle, and the other five can see the other five in the middle. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, "Afilu chamesh mikan, dehem mikan, the echad beemta." Now you don't have to have 15; you can have 11. Five there, one in the middle. That one in the middle is going to be mitzarif the whole group. Okay. Chazidan l'roe kiman dekoy hacha dekarinan be mona. Right? We view the roe, the shepherd, as if he's in the middle. And he sees both sides, and therefore, the one in the middle is not a sheep, it's him. So there are 10 and him. Right? Exactly what the four was the father was yesterday is exactly the Gemara's answer. Right? You're in the middle, you have sheep on both sides, it becomes one herd. You're in the middle. Okay? You're the human being, right. But what you do is, by you being the shepherd, you're really showing, you're demonstrating that it's really one herd of 10 animals. Why is it one herd? Because you're in charge of them. And you can see both sides. We said yesterday, a person can see 16 mil. So 32, we'll see the 32. But right, you're in the middle, and it combines. That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that, because Gemara says 9 and 1. Okay? Meisvei, wait a minute. I have a question. Hayulo chamesh bekvar chananya. If there was one in kvar chananya, five in kvar chananya, v'chamesh bekvar usni, and five in Kvar Usni, Rashi says, the 32 mil apart from each other. Ein mitzdarfot, doesn't combine. Aji yehelo echas b'tzipori, unless you have one in tzipori, meaning one person in the center. So you have to do Rav, it's a kash on Rav. Rav said, you need five, five, and five. Here you see, Shmuel's right. You don't need five, five, and five. You need five, five, and one human being. Right? Who said one animal? The article? So even if it's one animal, you need a shepherd regardless. So even if it's, whether it's 11 or 15, it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter if it's 11 or 15 animals, and they still need a person regardless. Well, Rav's point was, the connection has to be the herds. Shmuel's point was, it could be either one. It could be the herds, or it could be a human being. So if they're very far apart, I have one animal in the middle is good, or I have the person in the middle is also good. Either one's good. So this seems to say that Shmuel's right. Why? Because it says an animal, fine. But it doesn't make a difference. But Rav held, you need five animals. You only need one. So Shmuel, who this supports, is going to find an answer on behalf of Rav, right? He didn't have to do that because he's a Bar Plupta. But we said yesterday that Torah is, the purpose of a Machlokes in Torah is not to be to show you're better and you're victorious. It's not like fighting with your spouse. Therefore, It's not like that. Therefore, they care about the MS. Therefore, Shmuel can say, listen, I have an answer for you. Tirgama Shmuel Aliba de Rav. Shmuel answered on behalf of Rav. Kigon, I'm not sure how this answers the question, which is really Yossi's question. Kigon, Sheyatesha Mikan, Vetesha Mikan, Va'achas Be'emza. The way it answers the question is as follows. By saying there are nine and nine, now there's one in the center, each side to be mitzdarif with the one in the center. Beforehand, there were five and five and one in the center. Each side could only be mitzdarif with the other side. The center didn't help, because it wasn't enough animals. There's only six, right? So Rav held, you need 10. So Shmuel says, no, I'll tell you this pshat. It wasn't 5-5-1. It was 9-9-1. Then it's good. Right? The chadilacha. The one in the middle can combine with either side to give it a full, complete amount. Then Rav would hold, you don't need five. You only need five to make sure that between each side of the center, you have 10. So it could be 5-5. It could be 9-1. A minion has to be in the same room. Yeah. There's a big machlokas. If you have a balcony and the men are up there, does it count? For women, it certainly counts. It's part of the shul. I don't know. Like, we are like in the yard. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't remember. What do you mean? Where are they? You're davening in the shul and they're in the lobby. It doesn't count. They're not in the shul with you. Hi, you can hear them talking. It doesn't make a difference. Right. I think it's the same room. Amar of Papa. Ula Shmuel. Oh, and according to Shmuel, Afilu Ro Mitzdarfen. Even the Ro is going to be good enough. Afilu Caleb Shero Mitzdarfen. You don't even need the Ro himself. You just need his station. Even his Caleb. Even his backpack is good enough. Why? Because the whole purpose is to be Mitzdare. So it doesn't have to be exactly the guy who's standing there. No, he can even make a lunch break. As long as his stuff is there. Now listen to this kasha. So my new shakasha. Boy Ravashi, what about Kalba Deroa, my? What about the dog? The shepherd dog of the shepherd. The dog sitting there. Does the dog count to be mitzvah from two sides of the herd? What's the shot? Kivan de Karile, Va'asi. Since if you call the dog and it'll come, lo mitzvah. It doesn't combine. Says Rashi. Below mitzvah roe beis al hasam. The shepherd is not going to have to go there. Below Karina be mo, it doesn't count. Why? He's far away, the shepherd. When he calls to the dog will come. So there's never a reason for the shepherd to be there. The dog being there doesn't help. Or, he's Odilma, Zin and Delo Asi. The dog's not going to listen. Dogs do that sometimes, they don't listen. Umitzdareh Ihu Lemezel. It's going to require you to go there. But Asi, and bring it. And the answer is, Teku. It's a Teku. Right? In other words, the dog's not going to listen. So you're going to have to go to the dog. If you go to the dog, you're going to have to be there. If you did, then you're mitzvah. That's the Gemara's question. That's Ravashi's question. It's a minutia question. It's a takeaway anyway. Could make it worse. It doesn't make it worse. It doesn't help. It doesn't make it better. Rebbeir Omar, what did he say? Rebbeir says, Hayardein Masik Lamaisa Behema. Rebbeir said that the Yardein is Masik. Right? We said that yesterday. The Yardin is Masa. So, what does that mean? Amar Vashi, Lo Shanu Elosha Ein Sham Gesha. That's only true if there's no bridge. Avol Ye Sham Gesher, but if there is a bridge, Gesher Mitzarfan. The bridge combines. If there is a bridge, the bridge combines. Why does the bridge combine? Alma, what do you see from here? Mishum Delo Mekarvan Hu. The reason why the Yardin is mafzik, not because it's a change in landscape. That's not the reason. Because if there's a bridge, nothing changes. The reason is because it's far away. It's far away. Well, that's not the reason. Well, that's not the reason. Because if there's a bridge, it's okay. Right. It makes it accessible. So what if you're on the other side of the Yardin? Your animals are on the other side of the half of the other side of the Yardin. Half, there's no bridge, but it's less than 16 mil. What's the answer? What? So therefore, what? It would not combine. And if there's a bridge, it combines. So what does it mean that they'll be sure to loma caravan who? What? Can't get there? That the Rashi says. Fine. Meisve, is that true? So the kasha is going to be on Rav Ami, because Rav Ami said, he brought up this new, Rav Meir said a simple statement. The Yardin is Masik. Says Rav Ami, only if there's no bridge. Only if there's no bridge. If there's a bridge, it's not. If there's a bridge, it's still good. It's bizarre. So Meir, wait a minute. There's a bride that says like this. You have two halves of your herd on either side of the Yardin. Oh, b'shnei abtilos. What's abtilos? Provinces, that's what I thought it was. Or you have animals in two different provinces. Kigon, Shel Nemer, Shel Nemuri. like the towns of Nemer and Nemuri, which are apparently two provinces. Aim it's Darfin. It doesn't combine. Beitzarach Lomber. I don't even tell you that Chutz La'aretz and Ba'aretz don't combine. Right? They don't combine. Now, what? Oh, what's right next to each other, right? They're right by the border, right? They're right by, one's in Rosh HaNikra, and one's right over there in Lebanon. They're right there, right? Exactly, right. The question is, v'chutz la'aretz v'aretz, right? If you have chutz la'aretz and aretz, where there's no river, v'makom sheyesh gesher dami, it's like a bridge. Why is it like a bridge? Because right there, right? And the katani love it's darfin. What do you say? What is it? What is the halacha? It doesn't combine. So what do you see from here? Rav Ami's not right. Rav Ami's not correct. But the bridge doesn't do with anything. Why not? It's very comparable. Because if what's the issue? What's the issue here? The issue is accessibility. So I'm right. You can see Lebanon right there. You can see it. You can even walk through. If the guards would open the gate, you can walk right there. It'd take 5 minutes. No, but the point is, but there's no guard in the time of the gate. The point is the Kedusha changed. This is Eretz Yisrael, and that's over there, Chutz La'aretz. But the accessibility, of course you have that. No, it's no different than having a bridge. I can't walk from here to Jordan. Why? The island in between. What did I do? I put a bridge up. Now what happened? Oh, now it's what started. But when we said, but that's not what Rami said. If I start off, Rami said it's nothing to do with physical. It has to do with the bridge. Exactly. So why is the bridge any different than Chutz La'aretz? What? So that's the kasha. The kasha is not a spiritual thing. It's a physical thing. So the Gemara doesn't assume that. The Gemara assumes. Doesn't make any sense. Why is a bridge mitzvah them, but Chutz La'aretz is not mitzvah them? Why? If the whole issue is accessibility, Chutz La'aretz is right there. It's right there. Take a 5 minute walk. So why is it not combined? Why? There's no reason for that. So the kasha of Rav Ami. The Gemara answers, Ella Amar of Chiyah Bar Abba Amar Biyochanan Hainu Taima Dor Meir. Now it's a whole separate thing. Now the Amar of Kra, Torah says the Hayardin. I'm sorry, it's not the Torah. Say for Yehoshua, the Hayardin Yigvul Oso Lepaas Kedma. The Yardin is the eastern border, says Rashi. Hayardin Gvul Oso. But say for Yehoshua. Gvul echad ben hashvatim. One of the gvulim. Meaning what? I'm back in the Gemara. Hakasav aso gvul b'fnei atma. You're right. Really, there should be no difference. But I can't argue with Sefer Yehoshua. Sefer Yehoshua did this. Sefer Yehoshua said, you're right, the Yarden is a border, and therefore it's different. The Yarden is different. Elameyata. If that's true, how about this? V'tar hagvul. Every second half of Sefer Yehoshua, it's all the borders of every Shevet. The word Gvul is written there 1,000 times. Look at Rashi. El Me'ata. Kol Diksiv B'Nachlas HaShvatim. When Yehoshua goes through the borders of every Shevet, B'Tar HaGvul, and it sets out the boundaries, Hachinami, the Kol Shevet V'Shevet Gvul B'Pnei Atzmo. Everyone's individual. And I have animals in Zvulun, and then animals over there in Yisachar. Even if it's less, in other words, if the Zvulun and the Sefer Yehoshua are make having your herds can't be combined, let's do the bridge now. Let's do with that. What? In other words, that they're close. Right, because if the word Yardane, if the Yardane was a Gvul, because Yehoshua said so, then every Shevet is a Gvul, because Yehoshua said so. So the Gemara doesn't assume that. That's not the Gemara saying. The Yardane is a Gvul. Therefore, a Gvul of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, if you have animals on the other side, even if there's a bridge, it's irrelevant. It doesn't combine. Why? It's outside the border. Okay, so the Gemara doesn't assume the Chutz La'aretz part. oh, it's a kavul. Then I have a kavul between Yehuda and Yamin, kavul between this one and that one. The whole thing is sure it's full. What? Then Rashi points out, why is Pichut Tzaret and Aret? It would have been a much bigger chiddush today, and if you have animals in Zvulin, and you have animals in Yisachar, they don't combine. I have 5 minutes apart. Doesn't make a difference. It's a different kavul. Right.
So what?
So since the Torah said, since Yeshua said that the different gvul, if the gvul separates the yardin, why doesn't it separate each shaven? Your answer is because one separates from aretz to chutz laaretz, and one separates from shaven to shaven. That's the difference. But that's not how lots of difference. No, because right, they're both chayv, exactly. Chayv and chutz laaretz.
Exactly,
so what's the difference? By the way, I forgot to say in the Mishnah said that Meiser is knowing in Chutz Laaretz. One of the Mepharshim says, because they don't want you to think it's like Meiser, a Dover, which does not apply to Chutz Laaretz. Torah went out of its way to say that. The Mishnah went out of its way to say that. Don't think this is like regular Meiser, and Meiser doesn't apply to Chutz Laaretz. Meiser is different. It does apply. Which was the Mishnah went out of its way to say it. So there's no difference. So if it's Chutz Laaretz and Aretz, each shaver should be the same story. So Gemara says, we abandoned him. Because it's the wrong shot. So we abandoned him. So what's why did the mayor say that the Yardin? You know why? Because Yeshua said so. Yeshua said the Yardin is Masnik. It's 5 minutes away. I have a bridge. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's a different universe. So then Yehuda and Binyamin is also different universes. So the Gemara answers, Shiny Hassam. No, there it's different. Why? Damakra, Zos Tihye. This is a pasuk also. This is a pasuk in Bamidbar. Zos Tihye La'aretz. Zos Tihye La'chem La'aretz. L'gvul Asel Saviv. Which means, really what Mati was driving at, but he couldn't formulate it. Kula Eretz Yisrael Gvul Echadhi. The whole Israel's one Gvul. Right? The whole, what? Exactly. The whole Eretz Yisrael is one Gvul. How do I know that? Torah said the whole, don't tell me that Yehuda and Binyamin are different universes. No! Torah said it's not like that. What about the Yardin? Yeah, that's the other side of the Yardin, a different universe. So the Gemara is, Ihachi Yardin Nami, right? The Yardin Nami, that the Yardin also shouldn't matter. And if you add with the other side of the Yardin, it should combine. Why is the Yardin different? So the Gemara answers, Eretz, it says Eretz, below Yardin. No, all the land and not the yarding. Now, fish, what? No, the animals, so there's parts of the yarding that can be very, very, you can even cross over with foot by foot. So they're very, very close. The animals on the other side, Yeah. No, so now the Gemara said that, then we asked the question, if the yarding's considered another universe, even if it's 5 minutes away, then why isn't Yehuda and Binyamin the same answer, the same thing? So we said, because it says Gvul, the Torah says, no, the whole land of Israel is one Gvul. Now we ask, well, if that's true, then why is the Yardin different? The Yardin's different. Because it's... Right, exactly. Because you'll see... What? Because what if they have a bridge? Why not? So what? But it's close by. That was what Rami said. That was what Rami said. Rami said, well, it's better than the bridge or not. Then we said, that doesn't make any sense. Right. Okay.
I can't get to the other side.
Right.
You don't need it to be close. It's 10 feet across.
It should combine. Right. So the answer is exactly the answer is if there's a bridge. If there's a bridge. Correct. In a tsunami. It could be a physical thing. But the Gemara was asking, I didn't say it's physical. It's not when you give me a puzzle. If you gave me a puzzle, why should it be Yom HaDid be different?
So that goes on to Bish Loma, L'Rab Chia, the Bar Abba, Hayan Diktani Yardin.
So that makes sense. That we said Yardin. Why? What about another river? That's actually not Kamina Mati. What about another river?
El L'Ravami, L'Sninu Kul Naharos.
According to Ravami, the whole thing is about bridges. Every river is the same story. Kashi, you're right. It's a good kasha. Now we're saying, you know why the Yardin is special? Maybe, yeah, you're right. It is a physical difference. However, I have a pasuk. So what about a different river? What other rivers are there? Whatever our rivers are in Israel, what other rivers are there? What about a different river? That would be maybe the Chutzlar. Maybe if it applies even a Chutzlar, right? So even a Chutzlar. But I'm on this side of the Mississippi, at the other side of the Mississippi, but I have a bridge between. Right? I have animals in Staten Island, and I have animals in Brooklyn. So there's a bridge connecting it. Assuming it's less than 60 mil. Right? So what's the answer? The answer is a good passion. It's a very good passion. According to us, we say that we're basing it on a potluck. That's why Yardin singled out. But according to Rav Ami, if it's based on a bridge, then it should be every river. Now the Gemara says like this. Lema kitanoi. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoyim. Some don't have the word lema. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoyim. Why? It says like this. It says in Bavidbar, kiyatim over is a Yardin, artsa kinan. You're going to cross over the Yardin, artsa kinan. So the Gemara darshens it like this. Arza is Eretz Canaan. Below Yardin, Eretz Canaan. Right? Only. So is the Yardin part of Eretz Yisrael? Let's say you're on a boat, right at the Yardin. In the Yardin, you have to be trying for truants and misers? Just think of a case where whose bars would apply. Is the Yardin part of Eretz Yisrael or not? That's this Gemara, no. This Gemara says, no, it's not. Why? Only the Eretz, not the Yardin. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, "Harei Omer it says, the Aver liyardein yurecho, keima mizracha." Oh, pasuk, right? That pasuk is also about Midbar. It's in the end of Midbar, like Matos and Masik. Ma yurecho eretz Canaan, just like yurecho is part of Israel. Af yardein eretz Canaan. So it's a machlokas. How you view the yardein? Now, little agadah to hear about. Omer Rabbi Bar Barachana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. In Yardin, Ella mi base Yericho ulamata. Here's how it works. Do they have a map in the art school? I didn't look at the art school at all. I have a map in here. They have a map. Let me see this map. They have a map. Okay. So, if you look at the map, in Yardin, Ella base Yericho ulamata. The Yardin is only counts from the city of Yericho and lower. That's the Yardin. What's above that? Above that's also the Yardin. It's also the Yardin. It's one river. It starts way up in Syria. What? He says from Yericho and down. 1 minute, 1 minute. What does that mean? Rashi says, look at Rashi, the very key Rashi. This Rashi will play the whole Gemara. I will call my Dimashik Lamaila me Yericho. Anything above the city of Yericho, lo mi Yardin who? That's not really the Yardin. Why? The bottle chashivuso v'misare v'yamim gedolim. It becomes bottle with other rivers up there, up in Syria, up wherever it is. So therefore, that's the Yardin. The Yardin is all that water gets sifted out. It all gets, and after Yericho, that's really the Yardin. It doesn't make any sense at all. The Achbarim go to town. What does he mean by this? That's what he says. The Yardin is only talking about. From Yericho went down. So Lamai Hilchasa, regarding what? Elema Lenoder. Someone makes a neder. I'm not going to have Hana from the Yardin. You want to tell me it only means from Yericho went down? Halach Acha Lashem Bnei Adam. Nedarim go by Lashem Bnei Adam. So what if you're 10 feet above Yericho and you're standing by the Yardin? What does the average guy call it? He calls it the Yardin. That would not change your neder at all. The Chalecha, the Karla Yardin, Itzerle. Wherever the Oilam calls the Yardin, that's called the Yardin. Ella lemaisa behema. Rather, it must be for the halacha lemaisa behema. That's what it must be. Tanya nami hachi. Yardin yotze mima'aras pamyas. Yardin starts off at the pamyas. Some say, so he brings down over here, that the aruch, who's a very early rishon, called this the banyas. Now, isn't that too high to be the banyas that we know of today? It's too high, right? It's too high. You have a picture there of the Bahamas in that picture? It's too high, no? I'm saying this picture puts the Pamyas not where the Banyas of today are. Am I right about that? He's saying it's above the Kinneret. Oh, so maybe it's the same place.
Maybe it's the same place.
Could be. Umahalech biyama shel sivchi. and it goes to the yam, and then it goes lower to the yam of Sivchi. What does article call the Sivchi? Chula. I have the same thing over here. What's the Chula?
What is that?
What? There's a river there? What? Right, so he says over here, he brings out from Yerushalmi that there are seven rivers that surround Eretz Yisrael. This is one of them. And in Shkalim, there's a mission that says that there's a passage from Yecheskel about the Galila HaKadmona, an old river, and it's the Meimarom that mentions it in Yoshua, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Hey, and it's called the Agam HaChola, David, the swamp of Chola. And he quotes over here from Josephus, that Josephus said that he was measuring that river. And he said it as a measurement of 30 ris by 60 ris. I don't know what that means, but Josephus saw this river. I don't know if there's an actual lake there today. There is something there today. Okay. Keep on going down. Ubiyama Shel Tiberia. Go lower. You come to the Kinneret. Ubiyama Shel Sodom. Then you come to the Dead Sea, right? Beholech Benofel Yam HaGadol. Then it goes into the Yam HaGadol, which is the Mediterranean. Everybody points out that's impossible, because the Mediterranean is on the western side of Israel, and the Yam is on the eastern side of Israel. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, the only thing you can think of is that at the bottom of the Dead Sea, there's a tributary called Nachal Tzin. See the Nachal Tzin in the picture? And that goes from the Yarden, from the Yarden to the Mediterranean. Otherwise, Gemara is a very big concept. Big geography concept. Now the question is, what's that Nachal Tzin today? And do they go from... Oh, down where? So do they go from the east of Israel all the way to the Mediterranean? So the question, maybe then they were. Otherwise, that's what kind of thing you want to suggest. It must be there was a tributary. They have Nachal Tzin, another one called Nachal Tzion. Nachal Tzin, there's two Nachal Tzin. There's Nachal Mitzrayim, and somehow all these can get from the Yarden into the Galilee. Somehow. What? Not today, right? So today they're not there. Either they dried up or they're underground, but otherwise it's a big kasha. Okay? Ein Yarden, Ella, Mibes Yericho Ulamata. But the actual Yarden, for halachic purposes, is only from Yericho and below. Amr Chia Bar Abba, Amr Biyochanan. Lomanik Rishmo Yarden. Why is it called Yarden? Shiyored Midon. Because it starts way up in Dun. Even though the Torah mentions the word Yarden in the Torah, and Dun didn't get there till later, right? It's anachronistic. You have that in the Torah sometimes. What? No. Not Shevet Dan. It was in Central Italy. It was a town called Dan. The town called Dan is in the north. The Shevet of Dan is in Tel Aviv area. Not Shevet Dan. The town of Dan. Right? The town of Dan's up north. Why would someone else name the town of Dan? I don't know. But they did it. Right? So the town of Dan is up north. That town, it's hard to believe that when the Torah was written in the Midbar, there was already a town in Israel called Dan. Right? It's hard to believe that. So therefore, it's anachronistic. You have a partial separation. The Torah says there were four rivers that left, and one of them was called Asher. We don't know Asher yet. The world's 5 days old. 6 days old. Right? The answer is, the Torah told you that in the future. Right? It's anachronistic, but it's okay. Amar le Rav Abba le Rav Ashi, Atan mahasa masitzlin. You learn it from here. Anan me'acha masitzlin. We learn it from here. V'yukulo leshem don. They called leshem don. V'shem don aviyem. They named it after Don, their father. Again, that's not what Don was. Although the truth is that Don really was in two places. They really were in the Tel Aviv area, and then they didn't have enough room, and they went up to the north. So it could be that they were really there anyway, or it could be a different shaver named after Don. In one of the parshas in Bamidbar somewhere, there's maybe one of the Meraglim. One of the Meraglim, his name is Ben Yosef. One of the Meraglim named Yosef. One of the Meraglim, somewhere in Bamidbar, there's a list of 12 names from the Shvatim, maybe either the Meraglim or somebody counting up the Nachla, and someone there is called Yosef. And so one of the Farshim says, they didn't even have the Yosef, because if it's tzaddik, even though it wasn't shaving Menashe or Ephraim. Right?
That's so strange. Right?
That's so strange. Okay. What? Is there someone there, Yossi? Definitely is. You go Ben Yossi. What shaving is that from? You go Ben Yossi. Exactly. One of the Shmona and Rachel. Right? I'm not crazy. I am crazy. Go look it up. Vamar Vitzchak, right, you know, something the Chazanish would say, Chazanish writes in the Tshuva, I think the Rajma says this, but I can't get to it. He was so, couldn't move, he was so tired. Couldn't get up and go get to the shelf and get the Rajma, as much. So, holding and learning, can't get up to look it up. Vamar Vitzchak, Leshem du Pamyas. Leshem is Pamyas. Well, Vitanya, Yotze Yardin, Imaras Pamyas. Right, that's where the Yardin, the root of the Yardin is up in the Pamyas. Amr of Kahana, Zachrut is the Yardena, Maris Pamas. The Zachrut, the maleness, in other words, the heart, the source is the Pamyas. Hecha the Amar, Lo Shasina, Maris Pamyas. If someone says, I'm not going to drink from the Pamyas, Isterle Bekula Yardena, you're ushering the whole Yardena. Zachrutza, the Dama Kabda. The source of the blood of the body is in the liver. If a liver liquefies, it's metame erubius. Why? Because it's really tzav. It's not considered an organ. It's not considered a solid. It's considered a liquid. Why? It's really what it is. Zachusa demaya paras. The root, the source of all water in the world, is the paras, is the Euphrates. Aye, damar v'yudam arav, hanoder mimei paras. If someone has to make a nether, I'm not drinking from the Euphrates. Asher b'chol mei meshabalam. Asher in all the rivers of the world. Does that make any sense? Hechidam yilema de'amar lo shasina mei deparas. If someone says, I'm not drinking from the water of the Euphrates, mei paras hu de'lo shasina. Hamina arach mei no shasina. From this I won't drink. From something else I will drink. Elo de'amar lo shasina mei maya de'asim paras. No, the nether was, I'm not going to drink from anything that comes from paras. If you say that, you can't drink any water in the world. Call Naharos, Lamata Mishalosh Naharos, all rivers, besides the other three rivers mentioned in Bereshis, Mishalosh Naharos, Lamata Miparas. And those three are all below Paras. In other words, Paras is the chief river of the world. Ay, Bo'ika, Insa, the medallion. You have, there are rivers that are way up in mountain passes that have rivers. How's the Paras a source for them? So, I'm going to tell you how. Amar Rasharshia, Hanu Sulne the Paras Ninu. Somehow underground, the Euphrates is the source for them. Somehow. Baksiv, but it says Banahar Haravi Hu Apras. It says in Parshas Bereishis that the Nahar Haravi is the fourth river. It's the fourth river. That's Mashmah. It's the least important. And the fourth one is Pras. That means it's the least important. Now how can you tell me it's the most important? I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. V'itam Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Who paras the meikara? No, it's the paras meikara. In other words, we started off saying paras is the most important river. And by the way, there are four of them. And one of the four is also paras. But really, paras is the most important. A bit of a dopey answer. This is more said. Tanya, Bemeir Omer, Yovel Shmo, it's called Yovel, Shinemar Vahaya Ke'et Shasul Almayim Val Yuvel Yishalach Shavashav. Lomanik Vashmo Paras, why is it called paras? Shememav, Parim Viravim. Because during its days, the paras is able to regenerate itself. Mishayel Shmuel. This supports Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Nahara, a river, Mikipe Mivrach. It regenerates, it grows from within itself. Okay? It regrows from within itself. Now, 6 minutes. Okay, here we go. There are two ways that somebody can go to the mikvah. They can go to the mikvah in a mikvah, or they can go to the mikvah in a river. The halacha is as follows. If you go to the mikvah in a mikvah, where'd that water come from? It came from the rain. The halacha is, you're not allowed to go to the mikvah in rainwater if it's flowing. So let's say there's a tremendous hurricane. I'm going to go outside, take off all my clothes, in my bag, no one's going to see me, in my backyard, I'm going to take off all my clothes, and I'm going to have the rainwater fall on top of me. Okay? That doesn't count. Why? Because rainwater has to be collected in a bore in order for it to be a good mikvah. It can't be flowing. Okay? The ocean or a river, you can go to the mikveh in there, and there it can be flowing. The river can be a flowing river. It doesn't matter. Okay? It doesn't matter. What if you're in a river and most of the river is rainwater? Most of the river is rainwater. Almost every river. That's going to be a problem. Because it's flowing. Ah, so no one holds that. Everyone holds it's still a river. It's still rainwater. And therefore it's a problem. So what if it hasn't rained for 6 months and you go into the river? That's fine. Because there's no rainwater. The rainwater became buckle. That's fine. Okay? That's okay. Because you're allowed to go into a river when it's flowing. Just not rainwater when it's flowing. Okay? Says Shmuel, don't worry about the Euphrates. Because the Euphrates has, what does Shmuel say? Mi nara mi kipe mibra. It regenerates from itself. So if it's flowing in the Euphrates, don't worry about the rainwater. It's nothing to do with rainwater. By itself, it regenerates stuff, and you can go to the mikveh in the rainwater. Here we go. Upligi de Rav. Rav argues on this. Damar of Ami Amar Rav, Mitra b'mar Rava. If it rains in Israel, Sahada Rava Paras. The Paras gets overflowed. Okay, you hear that? Why? Because the water from Israel goes to the Euphrates. A few days ago, we said the exact opposite. We said that you shouldn't go to the bathroom in Bavel because the water is going to flow to Yerushalayim, and the Targal is going to go to the mikvah. It's going to mikvah in your urine. Remember we had that, Kamara? You remember that?
And we had that. It was like 2 weeks ago. So how do you reconcile that? So here what Rav says: if it rains in Israel, the Euphrates gets overflowed. What do you see? He argues on Shmuel. He says the rain causes it. Shmuel says, no, it happens by itself. And by the way, Avu and Shmuel also argued on his son. So Avu and Shmuel, Avidle Lebenase Mikvah. I'm sorry, let's do the Rashi. Sada Rabba Pras. Pras Yoreid Me'er Tisrol Lebavel. The Pras goes from Israel to Bavel. Therefore, Hagishamim Yardin Be'er Tisrael. When it rains in Israel, Sada Rabba Have Paras. Have a paras bebavel. Shiardu gisham baravel vishagadam machmas hagishamim. Why did the paras get bigger? Because of the rain from Israel. So what do you see? Rav argues on Shmuel. By the way, Avu de Shmuel, Avid le Levante, mikvah biyomei Nisan. Shmuel's father made a mikvah for the girls in Nisan and made a real mikvah. He built a mikvah. Why? Says Rashi. Mikvah mayim chayim novim babayim. He made a mikvah in a bayim. Why? He wouldn't let them go to the mikveh in the river. Why? Shabimos hagishamim. In the rainy season, yardu gishamim harbe. It rains a lot. The chayish, he was afraid. Shema yarbu mayim. Shenotvim me'avim. Losoch hanahar. Maybe the clouds are going to cause a lot of rain to go into the river. Shem zochlin, which is called flowing. Delo chazulahen. Mishum delo havi. Delo chazulahen. That's not good mikveh. You can't have flowing rainwater. Why? We should not have a suffix of the Zavos, they have Mayim Chayim. They have to have a real river. They have to have a real either Mayim Chayim or a mikvah, a bar. Says a small father, in the rainy season they can't go to the mikvah in the river. Because it's too much rainwater. It's too much rainwater. You can't go to rainwater when it's flowing. Therefore I gotta make a real mikvah. Right? Umitzafe biyome tishrei. And in Tishrei he would put mats. Why would he put mats? So Rashi says, Kishahayu Tovlos, in the second to the last skinny line, Kishahayu Tovlos binahar biyomei Tishrei, when they would go to the mikveh in Tishrei, then they can go to the river. Why? Has it rained the whole summer? It's no problem. They go to the mikveh in Tishrei, they can go to the river. Hayu Osin lehem machatzalos chokanim, he made mats for them, to put them on the floor of the ocean, of the river, shekorin kuliyish, whatever, umashlichin l'toch hamayim, they'd throw them down into the water, v'omdos alehem tovlos, they would stand on them to go to the mikvah. Lefishi be Tishrei yesh tit rach b'naharo. There's very soft dirt down there. Tishrei yesh rach etzel svasam. V'choshi shem yalatit lamala al ragleid v'yachotit. We're afraid the dirt's going to get stuck in between the toes, and it's going to be a chasita. Therefore, if a mat's on the floor, the women would stand on the mat. For various reasons, Tosas vehemently argued on this, and the Tosas of Mitzapeg, in the third to last line, says Rabbeinu Tama Farish.
That's what the mats were there for.
The mats were there so the men should look at them. That's what the mats were there for. Right? Everyone knows, we're going to go to the mikvah, that's the first place the teenage boys are running. Right? So, the Rabbeinu Tama says, Mitzafe Bishum Tzniyus. No, these mats were for Tzniyus. Shanaharos Kitanim Bime Tishrei. The water was losing some of its depth. And it was a little, for Poreis Lehem Mitzafim Shol Yira Osam Kishnei. Shlotis Maher Lidbol Bifnei Boshet Vol Tovlu Shapir. We're afraid. The women know. The boys are looking at them. They're going to do the mikvah very quickly. And they're not going to do it right. They put up a machitza and then the boys shouldn't see. Why didn't Joseph hold it with a chatzitza? It's a whole complicated thing with chatzitza. Why he wasn't kosher for the toes. Therefore he says, of course, nothing to do with that. Had to do with the mikvah. They made a chatzitza. They don't want anyone looking at them. Nobody wants to look at them when they're not wearing any clothing. The fear was that they're going to rush and not do the mikvah properly. It's unbelievable. So, okay. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So what do you see from here? You see from here, we have two more minutes. Mikvah bimei nitzan sovel karav. The mikvah wasn't nitzan because he held like Rav. The Amar Ravavi Amar Rav Mitzvah Amar Rav Tadar Rav Rava Shema Yardin Itofat Al Dolchet Vele Megishamim Ruba. Right, he was afraid there'd be too much rainwater. The river water wouldn't be good. And Mitzapet Yomei Tishrei, and he made the Yomei Tishrei. He made them the mats either like Rashi for Chatzita or like Tosfos said because the boys shouldn't look at them. Upligi the day of the day. By the way, Shmuel even argues on himself. Damar Shmuel Ein Mayim Nitarin Bezolchin. Only river that's good for Zolchlin, Ella Pras be made Tishrei. Only the Pras in Tishrei. That doesn't make any sense. According to him, he said earlier that it was always good. Why was it always good? Because it regenerates by itself. And now he says over here, it's a problem. So you have to figure out how to reconcile Shmuel with the Kashan himself. We'll stop here. We'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.